AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. New Mexico's governor says all remaining coronavirus-related public health restrictions on commercial and day-to-day activity in the state will be lifted July 1st. Governor Steve Sisolak in Nevada announced the latest vaccine lottery program.
Vax Nevada Days is a COVID vaccine incentive promotion that will provide $5 million in cash and prizes for nearly 2,000 eligible Nevada residents who have been vaccinated. That's right, $5 million.
A new AP NORC poll shows some people are worried coronavirus restrictions are being lifted too quickly. Brooklyn Scott lives in Washington, D.C.
In some aspects, it's still taking me a minute to wrap my head around it, that it's seemingly okay. I guess I don't want to say it is okay because we don't know that people are still getting COVID. Like, COVID is still around. Like, it hasn't gone away.
Just 21% of those asked are very or extremely worried about an infection in their inner circle, the lowest level since the pandemic began. The leaders of Germany and France have called for vigilance to prevent the spread of a coronavirus variant that this week prompted Britain to delay the planned relaxation of pandemic restrictions there. The Palestinian Authority called off agreement whereby Israel would transfer 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccines to it in exchange for a similar number later this year, hours after the deal was announced. Death Valley, California held the record again, 128 degrees. The heat has moved east. In Lincoln, Nebraska, it was so hot, maintenance man Tim Burns says roads have buckled.
Anytime we see temperature spikes to this degree, we anticipate some buckling of our pavements, usually about time we hit the upper teens or 120 degrees on our surface.
The surface temperature in Lincoln reached 120. A man has been arrested in Phoenix who police say opened fire on vehicles and pedestrians for some 90 minutes, leaving one person dead and a dozen others injured. This is AP News. Iran is voting in a presidential election tilted in favor of an ally of the supreme leader.
State-linked opinion polling and analysts have put hardline judiciary chief Ibrahim Raisi as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. The nation's former central bank chief is running as a moderate candidate, but hasn't inspired the same support as Raisi. Public apathy has been widespread, though, after a panel under Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Boeing's newest version of the 737 MAX jetliner made its first test flight, taking off near Seattle for an expected two-hour trip that the company hopes will signal improving fortunes for its most important plane. The MAX 10 is a slightly larger version of MAX jets that are already flying. Ed Donahue, AP News.